so excited because I'm gonna go to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I was dying to be a serious actress. Anyway, it's the first day of acting class and we're in the auditorium and the teacher, Mr. Karp. Oh, Mr. Karp. Anyway, he puts us up on the stage with our legs around each other, one in back of the other. And he says, okay, we're gonna do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go. Every day, for a week, we would try to feel the motion. Feel the motion down the hill. Every day, for a week, we would try to hear the wind rush. Hear the wind rush. Feel the chill. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul. And I tried, and everybody's going whoosh, whoosh. I feel the snow, I feel the cold, I feel the air. And Karp turns to me and he says, okay, Morales, what did you feel? And I said, nothing, I'm feeling nothing. And he said nothing could get a girl transferred. They all felt something, but I felt nothing, except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. But I said to myself, hey, it's only the first week. Maybe it's genetic. They don't have bobsleds in San Juan. Second week, more advanced, and we had to be a table, be a sports car. Ice cream cone. Mr. Karp, he would say, very good, except Morales. Try Morales all alone. So I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how an ice cream felt. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried to melt. The kids yelled nothing. They called me nothing. And Karp allowed it, which really makes me burn. They were so helpful. They called me hopeless until I really didn't know where else to turn. And Karp kept saying, Morales, I think you should transfer to girls' high. You'll never be an actress, never. Jesus Christ. Went to church, praying Santa Maria, send me guidance. Send me guidance on my knees. Went to church, praying Santa Maria, help me feel it. Help me feel it, pretty please. And a voice from down at the bottom of my soul came up to the top of my head. And the voice from down at the bottom of my soul, here is what it said. I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and cried, 'cause I felt nothing. I mean, I didn't want him to die or anything, but...
The summer I turned 15, I lied about my age so I could join AGVA. You know, the nightclub union. 'Cause I could make $60 a week working these strip joints outside of Kansas City. I worked this one club for about 8 weeks straight, and I really became friendly with the stripper. Her name was Lola Latours. Oh. And her dynamic twin 44s. Well, she really took to me. I mean, we did share the only dressing room, and she did a lot of dressing. Anyway, she used to come and pick me up and drive me to work nights. Well, the neighbors would all be hanging outside their windows, and she'd drive up in her big pink Cadillac convertible and smile.
tits.
If Troy Donahue could be a movie star, then I could be a movie star.
Well, when the guys in the block saw Lola, they all wanted to know what the story was. So I told them about this big, hot, heavy romance we were having. But actually, she was going with this...
little brat! That's what my sister was! A little brat! And that's why I shaved her head! I'm glad I shaved her head! But then my father lost his job, so we had to leave El Paso, and we wound up in St. Louis, Missouri! Well, it was the furthest thing from my mind to be a dancer, but my mother would embarrass me, so when she come to pick me up at school with all those great big yellow rollers in her hair, no matter how much I begged her, and she'd say, "What? Are you ashamed of your own mother?" But the thing that made my daddy laugh so much was when I used to jump and dance.